turkey and upland birds.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item is turkey and upland game bird regulations and quotas. I will point out that at the December meeting, this included webless migratory birds and waterfowl. That was proposed in December. That will occur at our April meeting, the final consideration of that, and that will allow for the final federal frameworks to come out. Those usually come out in March, and we'll be able to address those during the April meeting. The changes from the December meeting for the upland bird and turkey regulations include in Region 2 to increase the per hunter number on the 299-00. Now, that's a female or beardless over-the-counter fall license that's valid in Missoula and Ravalli counties. The proposal is to increase that from 1 to 4. This is to address landowner complaints that we have in Missoula and Ravalli counties and to address turkey overpopulation problems there. And we are also proposing to introduce a 299-02 female or beardless over-the-counter fall license. That would be valid also in Missoula and Ravalli counties, but would also include mineral counties. So that's the introduction there of some over-the-counter beardless female or beardless fall licenses. Those would be fall only. As we mentioned in December, the proposal here is to make crossbows legal during the fall turkey season. This is not a change. This is proposed in December, and the reason I bring it up is that we had several archers that were opposed to that because they thought it was introducing a crossbow into yet another season, but I've made it very, very clear that crossbows are not legal during any archery-only season that the department has ever had. This proposal to include crossbows during the fall turkey season would make it consistent with fall season for forest grouse. It would also make it consistent with those weapons restriction areas that allow handguns and muzzleloaders as well. So it would make things consistent to allow crossbows there. With that, I would stand for any questions.
So before a motion's made, I just want to be clear. If this proposal passes, there will be people that can hunt turkeys with a crossbow from September 1st until the start of until the end of the general archery season.
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, I move turkey and upland game bird regulations and quotas as recommended by the department, with the exception of the proposal regarding crossbows.
I'll second. Okay, we have a motion and a second with a change to the tentative regulation. So that would be the decision or the motion to not include crossbows during the fall turkey season, and also the discussion regarding Region 2 as it relates to 299-01 for female or birdless over-the-counter fall licenses. Public comment?
Mr. Chairman, of course, this is a change from the tentative, but looking at the comments, and I understand some of those may be confused about that there's some crossbow activity on the landscape, but I see this as an expansion of the use of crossbows. It's not necessarily something that we should be doing in this process. I think it's pretty clear across the landscape in Montana that the use of crossbows is to be limited and mainly confined to a general season hunt, especially with the advancement in the accuracy and the range. I think Montana prides itself on not being on the cutting edge of the latest and fanciest gadgets. And we've also consistently, in my view, been leaders in conservation, not creating these specialty seasons as some of our other states in the Rocky Mountain West have done. We also pride ourselves in limiting other means of take, such as not using dogs or bait for bears. And so I think that's ingrained in Montanans more than some of our neighbors. And you can just look at the way they set their seasons to see that. So that's the reason I'm accepting this out. and that if we're going to have a discussion on crossbows, any expansion, it needs to be on a broader landscape than in one regulation.
I agree with that. All right. Public comment on these changes.
Chairman Vermillion and the rest of the commission, Marlon Clapham, Montana Bowhunters Association, I'd just like to thank you for your attitudes toward that. Just the way you put it, it is an infringement. There is a place, and I think you guys figured it out. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Further public comment? All right, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? But you were in support of that or opposed?
I was in support.
Okay.